Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Going to Kinsale Garda Station, where I'm joined by Detective Garda Lisa Harrington for this week's Garda File. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, Patricia.
And we start with some crimes. Firstly, a burglary in Castletown Bear.
That's correct. That was a burglary and also an unauthorised taking of a BMW in Castletown Bear. So this occurred on the 22nd of May, which was Sunday morning. Sunday morning, the 22nd, between 1:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. So in this case, the house was broken into. The keys of the car were obviously recovered and the car was taken from the house. So the car that was stolen is a relatively distinctive. It's a grey saloon BMW 730. And I suppose just to update, the Gardaí have in fact recovered that stolen vehicle, but would still welcome any information that people would have on the incident.
Okay.
So like I said, it did occur between 1:30 and around 9 a.m.
So overnight. It was overnight.
Yeah.
But kind of a lesson to be learned there. Where we leave our keys in the house?
Absolutely, yeah. The keys are, a lot of people have a habit of having them inside the door on a window ledge, or they have like a hanging device.
Yeah.
But that is not a good place. It's the first place people will check. I suppose also to mention, the house in this case was left unlocked, which allowing very easy access. Just a reminder that no matter what part of the county or the country, I guess you're in, that your door should always be checked and locked, yeah, while in or out of the home.
Yeah, you would think an area like Castletown Bear to be safe to leave the door unlocked, but unfortunately not.
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, staying in the Bear area, moving to Alahees, and a caravan was stolen.
That's right, another investigation by the Gardaí there in Castletown Bear. So this caravan was taken from the Alahees area on the 9th of May between a very small time period here, 4:30 and 5 p.m. So it's believed the offenders in this case possibly drove into a field, hitched up the caravan and they left. Now, it's possible they were travelling in a blue van. So Gardaí would ask if anyone had noticed the blue van, any blue van towing a caravan or noticed anything unusual in that area on Monday, the 9th of May, that they would contact them there in Castletown Bear Garda Station.
Now, we spoke last week with Sergeant John Kelly in Fermoy and he was warning about home heating oil because of the cost of home heating oil going
Absolutely.
Up and the people need to be careful. You've got two separate incidents to report.
That's correct, yeah. Same date, same area, so no doubt related. So it was two separate thefts and that's being investigated, by Gardaí at Scull. So the first was the theft of home heating oil from a tank at a house and the second was theft of agricultural diesel, which was taken from a tank located in a yard. So between the 20th and 24th of May, which is just this week gone, the weekend up until Tuesday. So if anybody in the Godine area would have any information, which may be of assistance, if they noticed anything unusual, suspicious cars or people, you know, in a country area, people would notice things. Just to contact Scull Garda Station or Bantry if they have anything on that.
And okay. And people need to keep an eye out for neighbours and friends going forward because unfortunately I think we are going, it's like liquid gold at the moment.
Yeah,
oil is,
yeah.
And we're going to see more of it.
And I think that kind of the crime in terms of theft of oil and stuff, it does occur, it seems to be occurring all year round.
Yeah.
You know, so just try and have your tanks as inaccessible to criminals. You know, I'd always say to, you know, consider installing sensor lights on areas where tanks are. Like lights will not only warn you yourself of intruders on a property, but it's also a great deterrent. I mean, no criminals want any sort of spotlight on them.
Mm.
And I know I've mentioned this before as well. There is a device that's kind of a level gauge and it has an audible alarm. And this will warn if oil levels drop suddenly or below a certain point. So this would, again, I suppose if you had a large delivery of oil, you would be alerted if the oil was kind of dropping low.
Yeah, and I know with the cost of oil at the moment, there's very few people filling their tanks, which isn't a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, no.
Don't fill up, because if, God forbid, something happens, at least they won't get...
Smaller and kind of more often is a good idea.
That's it. Okay, now you want to discuss a burglary that happened at a holiday home and then tie that in with what we can all do, words of advice, how we can stop our homes being burgled.
Yeah, so this was a Rustan Skibbereen on the 17th of May this month. So the incident occurred between 4:20 and 4:45 p.m., another small time period, and that was Tuesday, May 17, which was last Tuesday. So this was an unoccupied holiday house that was broken into. And I guess Gardaí are satisfied, the investigating Gardaí are satisfied someone did attempt to break into the house. And I suppose given that short time period, someone may have spotted something or someone suspicious in that area. And again, the time there was 4:20 to 4:45. And Gardaí Skibbereen would welcome any calls or information the public would have on that incident. And I suppose moving on there, I suppose that was a holiday home. And I suppose like many other holiday homes, they do remain unoccupied for a lot of the time. Now, this house in particular was fitted with a monitored alarm, which meant the homeowner and Gardaí were notified of the break-in and very shortly after it occurred. So an alarm is an excellent option for people who I suppose don't have the option of keeping a close eye on a property. But I suppose for people who have holiday homes, mobile homes, and the option of alarm isn't there, you know that they should try and visit their homes as regularly as they can. And if you can't do that, you know, nominate somebody, a trusted friend or neighbour in that area, that they can visit the home to make sure it's secure. You know, to visit, to check the building for damage or signs of break-ins, checking your windows and doors are secure. And just to be aware, like a build-up of letters in hall and porches, you know, that would show the house was vacant, just to remove them.
Okay, and any suspicious activity by others, as you say, report it to the local Gardaí. Now, fraud, Lisa, unfortunately, there isn't an area of the country that Garda stations are not getting reports of fraud.
That's correct. Yeah, I suppose despite the constant warnings, unfortunately, many, many people are still becoming victim to scams and these crimes. And very often, like financial, like large amounts of money are being taken. Now, I suppose the most common types of fraud we are receiving reports of comes through email fraud or phone fraud, which we would know as phishing or phishing with a V or a P. But it's email fraud or phone fraud, which will involve criminals making contact by email or phone, either pretending to be a bank. So over the phone, it can be your bank, utility company or a computer company, the likes of these. So they would have, Amazon is actually another one that seems to be reported quite often. So bearing in mind the scammers are very convincing and they're professional, they will make you believe they're reputable. And during the conversations, they will normally try and get you to give out personal information, be it banking information or so on. And normally they will convince you to make some type of a money transfer. Or more often than not, they will inform you that you're entitled to a refund and then they will obtain your details to process the refund. And the same thing goes with the emails. Now, the advice, and I'm sure it's mentioned all the time, people are hearing it, but it's just, it can't be understated. The provincial advice would be not to open any solicited emails. You know, always say no to unsolicited callers or texters seeking information. You know, private information, if people are asking for your name, date of birth, certainly bank account information, you know. Never to click on links or email or links or attachments which are contained in emails. And just to be wary that the person calling you may have information on you, so don't trust them just because they might have your name or something, some small personal information. You know, if you believe it, the email is from a genuine source, you can verify it. You know, I'd say be wary. Sometimes these people can be quite pushy. They would request you to do things kind of straight away and just to be very vigilant and not to be pressured. And I suppose there's two things I do want to mention, which we have seen kind of an increase in, is victims being contacted over the phone and being requested to download apps onto their mobile phone when asked to do so by cyber criminals. So by doing this and downloading the app, it is allowing the criminal on the other end of the line to access their device. So allowing criminals to, I suppose, essentially use their phones, including their online banking. And like I mentioned already, a particular popular one, it was Amazon. People are being contacted by Amazon or people purporting to be from Amazon offering refunds. So just be very aware it's likely a scam if you are having to download an app on your phone to facilitate any type of refund. And there's one other, I think, that we should probably mention as well, was where there was there's an increase in people reporting where they have received a WhatsApp message or Facebook or Instagram message which appears to be coming from a legitimate account of a friend or relation or a friend of yours on your on the social media site. And it will look as if it's a genuine message from the person. Normally the contact will go along the lines of, you know, they will be looking for help, that they have lost their phone, and a request will be made for money or in or to click on a link. So people just do need to be aware that these scams are definitely on the rise. And I suppose if you do receive a message from a friend or someone looking for help on a message or social media, you can ring them and confirm, you know, ring them and confirm their account hasn't been hacked. You know, if they're contacting you via social media and they're saying they've lost their phone, there are a number of options available if someone has lost their phone. And of course, they can attend their nearest Garda station and ask for help.
Okay. And very briefly, what do you suggest people look out for, how we identify scams?
I would say, you know, any unsolicited contact from a company out of the blue, you know, if they're ringing you to process a refund, that would be an alarm bell. I always say a deal that seems too good to be true. Anyone asking you to share personal details. And again, if you're being pressurised to respond quickly or transfer money, and also be very, very wary if it's an unusual method, you know, through a transfer, an online transfer, and not a bank account.
Okay, good words of advice. I know I've been doing this for ages. I will never take a call from somebody who's not in my contacts.
Absolutely.
And if it's somebody genuinely trying to contact me, they leave a message.
Absolutely.
And then I can call them back. And I really think that, and I know it's frustrating for people, and I know it's frustrating for us when we're trying to contact people here at the radio station.
Yeah.
But we just leave a message, and then the person calls us
back.
That's
exactly it.
And the final piece, and we say this every time we talk about scams, people get very embarrassed when they get caught out by a scam and think, God, how could I have been that stupid? Please do not feel stupid. These
no.
scam artists are really good at what they
very
do.
Professional.
They're professionals.
Yeah.
Please contact your Garda station if you have been a victim of fraud.
Yeah, and I would just say, like, sometimes the sooner the matter is reported to us. I mean, we're getting these reports all the time. Scammers are so professional. The sooner the matter is reported, and depending on the manner of the scam or the payment made, there are some options and a possibility of getting some money back. And especially, you know, if you don't want to come to the Garda station, certainly go to the bank and see if they can carry out chargeback requests.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, good advice as always, Lisa. Thank you for that. Have a
Thank
lovely
you.
Week.
Thank you.
And
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Good morning to you. That is Detective Garda Lisa Harrington, who's based at Kinsale Garda station.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.